Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so excited today about our worship celebration, our worship experience on today. I just give praises and glory to God, who is my life, and to every one of you in your respective places. And I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. And to you that's in radio land and those that's on our radio broadcast, I say welcome on today. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order now. We're going to go into our devotion. We're going to have a song. Then we're going to have a scripture and a prayer. Amen. God bless you.
Going. Those days when I feel like giving up, I just...
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it.
Long enough.
and praise God, I believe the storm is over. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 75. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near thy wondrous work, declaring. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. I said unto the fool, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up thy horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the north, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He put it down one and set it up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he pours out the same. But the dregs thereof of the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. I have just read you Psalm 75 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come today humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, if we've offended anyone, Lord, in any kind of way, we ask your forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the notomokomene behind. In the name of Jesus, we come today, Lord, asking you right now, search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything, Father, in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it right now. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. I come this morning. This evening, Father, asking you right now, Lord, to bind up the strong man, Lord. Bind the strong man, Father. Bind them up this evening in the name of Jesus. Every negative evil thing, Lord, every negative word and every negative thought, every evil and wicked word and evil and wicked thought, every evil thing, Lord, every demonic thought, every demonic word, every demon on assignment, Lord, I ask you to bless, I ask you right now to bind him right now in the name of Jesus. Bind him right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bind him right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I denounce him. I destroy him. I dismantle him, annihilate him, send him back, Lord, to the pits of hell. Now, Lord, I come this evening, surrendering my will, asking you to let me decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost will increase 100% in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise on today. I give you glory on today. I magnify your name. I ask you right now to cancel every assignment of the enemy right now, every demon on assignment for this radio broadcast. Today, your assignment has been canceled. Every witch, every warlock, every wizard for this radio broadcast, your assignment is canceled on today in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone in radio land, everyone on the radio broadcast, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless him. Father, I ask all these things now in Jesus' name and for his glory on today. Oh, I give God praise. I give him praise on today. I magnify the Lord. I know in the name of Jesus. I just magnify the Lord today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God over my I thank God on today. Hallelujah. I give God praise and I give him glory on today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give God praise today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank and praise him on today. God is a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised on today. I just want to give God all the praise on today. I've been praying so every day. So my voice been going and coming. So I just need you all to keep me in your prayers on today. We're going to get ready to go into our devotion service. Go into our testimony service. We just had the devotion service. And I just thank God today. He's an awesome God. I'm going to just start with me, with my testimony. I thank and praise God today. God is truly good to me. God has been good to me. And I don't care what the devil try to do. All I know is to believe and trust in God. He is mighty in battle, and I thank God today. God is mighty in battle on today, and I thank him today. He takes care of all of my lightweight. I thank God. Hallelujah. And so I just come on today to just thank God for everything. Thank God. I thank God for how he's healing my husband. I thank God for my family. I thank God on today. He is a good God. He woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. I have a sound mind. I got all the activities of my limbs. I can see, hear, and smell and taste. That's enough to be grateful for. That's enough to be thankful for. If he don't do anything else for me, he's done enough, and I thank God on today. I'm going to just play a song right here. Just encourage us. A lot of us need encouraging. We need encouraging during this time in our lives. We go through so much. We need encouraging. We need to be encouraged as much as possible. So I'm going to just say a song, then I'll come back and testify some more. In just one moment.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like God himself.
God, I don't care what we're going through, we still got to trust God. God will show up when nobody else will. God will lead you and guide you. When God is in your corner, when you're back up against the wall, you always have God. I just thank and praise God for him being in my life. I thank and praise God for his son, Jesus. I thank and praise him for the Holy Ghost today. I just thank God on today. So many every day don't go how I think it should go, but every day gets better and better. Hallelujah. In Christ, when you in Christ, it gets better and better. Sweeter and sweeter as the day go by. You know the song that says, I want to live so God can use me. I didn't used to care how I lived. I didn't care if my life was raggedy, if I was living dirty and all this kind of stuff. But I care how God see me now. I care that the Holy Ghost is down on the inside of me now. I just thank and praise God today that he's changed me. You know, it takes time. It takes time. But I tell you one thing, like I said before, I'm not what I want to be, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be. Hallelujah. And I give God all the praise today because God's been so good to me. He's been so good to me. And I just thank him on today. And he's been good to all of us, even in radio land on today. God has been good. If you're breathing, if you're on this line, you got something to give God praise for on today. Hallelujah. If you didn't get no call last night, that somebody, something happened in your family or whatever, you ought to be giving God praise all today. I just give God all the praise. I give him all the glory today. You know, somebody went to bed last night that didn't wake up this morning, but I'm here. I'm standing on top of the ground, and the ground's not standing on me. I give God praise and glory today. I give God praise. He is my life. He is my life. And I thank him. I just give God praise today. You all, excuse my voice, because this happened in prayer this morning, and my voice has been all ragged and tore up, because I went down, I went praising, I was on my face this morning, and I, you know, I don't put an excuse for that. You know, my voice is leaving, but the devil is alive. I was going to get on here anyway. I don't care if I didn't have but a whisper. I was going to get on here. So to God be the glory. Is there any more testimonies on today?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. Apostle Deans, and to the end time men and women of war, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I am so grateful today. On last week, on Thursday, was my birthday, and I am just so thankful and grateful to see another year. I'm so humble. Hallelujah. God is so good. He has been so good to me in spite of everything that I've been through. I am just grateful to be here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just thank and praise God for his grace and his mercy. For his mercy endured forever. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, and I know that I have not been the best that I should have been. You know, if it had not been for his mercies, my God, you know, where would I be if it had not been for his mercy granted me, you know. So I thank God for his mercy today, and I thank God for his grace. You know, his word says that his grace is sufficient unto thee, and so I just thank God for life. I thank God for his love. You know, for his love lifted me, you know, for he first loved me, you know, for he gave his only begotten son because he loved me so much. And I just thank and praise God for his love today. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for who he is. Glory to God, for he is my first. Hallelujah. He is Alpha and Omega, my beginning and my end. I just thank and praise God for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for being all that he is to me. Glory to God. I just thank and praise God for this day and this opportunity. I just ask that you guys continue to pray for me and pray my strength in the Lord, and I will do the same for you. God is my joy, and he is my strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I will do the same for you. God bless you, and
amen. We just thank Prophetess Tyler for that awesome testimony on today. God is good. He is everything to us. Is there any more testimony?
I give God praise. I give him praise because God is. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything and everything we can even ask or think. I just thank God on today. I thank God today that there is no more testimonies. We're going to close testimonial service. I won't have but one song. And then we're going to go right on into the Word of God because God's Word is good. And, you know, without the Word, I mean, we can have all this other stuff, but without the Word, we don't have anything. So I
Amen. Apostle, I want to testify.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Amen. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, this is the Triviata. I just want to just give God just some praise and just thank him because I want to thank him for all the stuff that I take for granted, like being able to move around. I don't have a vehicle, so I'm on the bus all the time. So just being able to walk to the bus, I just thank God for my legs and my feet. I don't have no pain in my body. I thank God for that. I thank God for just being good to me.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I thank God for activities of my limbs. I'm able to move my hands. I'm able to speak and holler and get mad and cry. Thank God for that. And some people that's laying around in the bed that's not able to even do that. And I thank God for that. They just stuck and paralyzed and can't move. And I'm able to move. And I'm able to move my lips. I'm able to talk. I'm able to express myself. And I thank God for that. I thank God for my baby. I thank God for letting me live and see another day that's not promised to me. I thank you, God.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
You. I thank God for just who he is in my life. My kids, they pray every night. I don't pray every night. But I just thank God for my family having God in them to put God in me, that I'm able to put God in my kids. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank God for this roof over my head. I thank God for clothes on my back. I don't have nothing expensive, but what I do have, people don't have, and I thank God for that. I thank God that my friend came by here today and bought my baby some stuff. I thank God for that because God sees all and he knows all, and he helps in places where we don't even know we need help in. I thank God for just being who he is. God bless me with a job, and I'm so thankful and grateful to God, and he knows it's been a long time. And I thank God for getting ready to bring me out of whatever this is I'm in. I can see my way out now, and I give glory and honor to God. I can see. I thank God for
this.
And just what
hallelujah.
He is going to bring to me and give to me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
God.
Yes,
I thank you, God.
Thank you,
I can see my, you know, when you're going through it, you don't know what way you're going to go. You can't see nothing.
Oh,
and God has given me that. Hallelujah. He keeps showing me. I'm thanking God for what he put me through in order to get to this place. I thank you, God. I love you, God. I honor you, God.
Hallelujah.
I give you my life, God. I give you all of me, God.
Yes.
And he do this to us. I realize that. I thank God. I ask God for something, and I know I have to go through something in order to get what I need. And because I went through it, I know that I can appreciate it and take care of it and cherish it. I love you, God, for that. And I just want to give God praise and honor. I thank God for my mama and my daddy. People can't say that.
Yes.
I thank God that my kids have great grandparents and great grandparents.
Yes.
I just thank God for this and what he has blessed
thank
me
you,
with.
Lord.
I just thank and I praise God. And I thank you all for listening to my testimony. And I got a lot more to say, but I'm going to just cut it short. Amen.
It's all right. Amen. I thank and praise God because, you know, it
has
to be God
Amen.
That stir you up and make you testify or allow you to testify because you don't do it often, you know. But I thank and praise God that it's all down
Hallelujah.
In your belly. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I thank and praise God for you being grateful on today. And I give God praise today and I give him glory. We're going to have one song, and I'm going to go on into the word of God. Hallelujah. Y'all just burn with me with this because y'all know I don't know what I'm doing. And for the time.
Because of fruit
Jehovah Jireh. I thank and praise God on today. I'm going to go right on into the Word of God. And Father, I just thank you now, Lord, for your Word, Lord. I thank you for answering my prayers, Lord. I just thank you now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus from our minds, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask every demon on assignment, let them know that their assignment has been canceled right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I come now asking you to let me decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100%. To teach your people on today, Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. Today we're just going to talk about a little bit about don't waste your pain. See, it's so many of us going through stuff right now. And I know myself, it don't be a hurt pain like you having pain in your arm or in your shoulder, your head hurt, or stuff like that. But pain means so many other things. Pain means hurt. Pain can mean suffering. Pain can mean discomfort or distress. Pain can mean anguish or agony. Pain can mean affliction or grief or despair. Pain can mean tribulation or trial or trouble or depressed. So it's so many, and it can mean more than this. I just cut it down some. Pain means more than just being hurt. So it's so many of us going through pain. And I want to just tell you to know today, to let you know, not to waste your pain. See, because we all going to have trials and tribulation. The key is what we're going to do in the time of our pain, in the time of our tribulation, in the time of our trials. What we going to do in the time of our testing. What we going to do? How we going to deal with this thing? How are we gonna take our pain today and make it stand for something? How are we gonna take the pain and suffering and discomfort that we feel and use it to glorify God with it? How are we gonna take these afflictions and grief and despair, take the test and trial and tribulation and make it benefit us or benefit God? How are we going to do that today? See, it's not that you're going through, because everything you're going through is for a blessing to you. It's not that you're being punished. It's not that God is punishing you. He's preparing you. So we just got to trust God. We got to trust his plans for our life. We can't trust in the pain that we're feeling, because that pain bring on other stuff. It bring on more knowledge. It bring on experiences. It bring on examples. It bring on more wisdom in how to do things. When God allow us to go through things, it's for his plan and purpose that he has for our life. We got to think about this stuff. Pain, hurt pain, don't always come from God. Most of the time it don't. Because God don't want to see us hurt, bleeding, and all this kind of stuff. But you got some different kind of pain. You got these troubles, and we got trials, and we got tribulation, we got tests. But they all preparing us, they all developing us for the glory of God. Over in Isaiah 66:9, he says, I will not cause pain without allowing something new to be born, says the Lord. He's not going to allow you to go through pain if something new not come out of it. So when you're going through these tribulations, when you're going through these tests, when you're going through these trials, know that something new is going to be birthed out of it. Hallelujah. Because that's how God does things. That's how he do things. A lot of times we go through these things, most of the time, and it's always for his plan and purpose for our life. I've been going through forever and ever when I didn't even know I was going through nothing. Just thought that's the way it goes. But no, that's not the way it goes. So many of the men and women in the Bible went through so many things. Moses went through so much stuff. He asked God. He prayed that if God really loved him, that he would kill him to show him some compassion, because he was just so fed up and so done with the people of God. That's over there in Numbers chapter 11, verse 15. Moses was just tired going through these things with the children of Israel. He said, if you really love me, just kill me. I'm tired of this stuff. I'm tired of these trials and tribulations. And Naomi, over in Ruth, the story of Ruth, she went through a whole lot. We talked about Ruth, but Naomi, the mother-in-law, found a husband to a foreign land. And then when she got to the foreign land, she lost everything she had that she held dear. Then she lost her husband. She lost her sons that Ruth was married to. Pain. But she still had to stay right there and teach Ruth, because she had two sons. So Ruth, everyone she married died. So she told her, hang on, baby. God got somebody for you. She still had to stay there and do what God called her to do. So listen today. I just want to tell you today, to be encouraged while you're going through trouble. Trouble don't last always. Be encouraged while you're going through your trials and tribulations, because it's just for a moment. It's just for a moment. It's for God be teaching you. He
teaching you. Even when somebody do you wrong or say something wrong to you or hurt your feelings, you got to go to God and pray and keep praying for them. Keep on praying for them so God can move that unforgiveness out of your heart. And then the next time somebody hurts you, you already know what to do. You already know because you already invested it. Sometimes it be a detour. Just like over there in the book of Genesis, I think it's 50, about Joseph. Joseph's brothers hurt him so bad. Hurt him. Threw him away, sold him into slavery. He went to prison for nothing because he didn't do nothing. That's the plan and the purpose that God had for Joseph to be great. Joseph was a great leader. And when you can forgive somebody that tried to kill you, throw you down a hole somewhere for somebody, an animal to eat you up, and God sent somebody right on and got it. Put him in prison. Then they had to turn right back around and come to Joseph to live, to eat. See, God will make your enemies, not saying his brother was his enemy, but he'll make your enemies your footstool. They'll have to come back. They'll have to come back. People that try to hurt you, you ask God to forgive them for hurting you. And then when you're going through the trials and tribulations and trouble, just know that God has got you on the potter's wheel. He got you on there for a reason. He have you on there for a purpose, just like Joseph. He didn't know that this was going to happen like this, but everywhere he ended up, he always was over somebody. He always had to be doing something for somebody, but he was serving. And that's what Jesus came and done. He came to serve. And that's what we must do. That makes you great in God's kingdom, when you can serve somebody. It don't always have, you always have to have somebody doing something for you, but you break down and you serve somebody. We're not so good and better than Jesus, and he served. He died for us. So just like Joseph, he had to, it was a butler, somebody else, a baker. He had to serve them and make sure they was right until God moved him out of there. When I tell you promotion don't come from the north, the south, the east, or the west. It does come from the north. It comes from up. It comes from up. Promotion comes from above. When God get ready, he's going to promote you. He's going to promote you. When he get ready, he's going to move you up, because when you get through going through these trials and tribulations, these troubles, this pain and this suffering, all this depression and despair, it's going to be time he's going to move you up. God elevates us when he gets us so far on the potter's wheel and he didn't mold and shape us so far, he'll move you up a little higher. Every time we go through some kind of pain or test or trouble, it's not always comfortable. It's not always comfortable. But we got to try to make it through with God. If he bring us to it, he going to take us through it. So we got to know whether the lights is off today or next week or next month. Whatever God allows, he allows for a reason. He allows for a reason. And God is our everything. He is our provider. He's everything. He's our source. He's our resource. He's everything.
God, if you just depend on him, if you just trust him. That's why I say I don't know what's best for me. I don't know what's best for me. But God knows. And whatever he allows, hallelujah, is good for me. Whatever he got for me to do, that's what I'm going to do. It may not be comfortable. It may be standing outside in the snow, passing out tracks. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, I want to be obedient to the Lord. I want to be and live so God can use me even the more. I want to live holy. I don't care. She's so holy. She, honey, I don't care what man say. You think I care? I'm looking. I'm trying to impress God. God, yeah, how you want me to move? How you want me to step? Do you want me to turn this way? What you want me to do? I want to know what God would have me to do. Whatever it is, that's what I want to be doing. I want to be doing just that. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And when we obey this word, God will bless us. He can use us even the more. When you're obedient to what God said, he's going to use you again because he knows he can trust you. He knows he can trust you. If he can't trust you, then he's going to be messing with you. But if you just stay in tune and stay focused, stay in tune and stay focused, saying too, oh, you know, so much happens in the church, and we go through this and we go through that in the church. But that's why God said the church is not the church. The church is the people. The church is in your heart. The church is in your heart. You got to know that wherever you go, wherever you do, you can have church all by yourself, even though God wants you to forget the fellowship one with another. But the church is the people. The church is in your heart. So we gotta know that God is who he say he is. And he's going to do just what he said he was going to do. He's going to do it. God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But this pain, this suffering, that the trials and tribulations that we've had to sustain through, God sustained us. He did it. Even when Sarah was trying to give Abraham a child and couldn't, and she had the girl to get her handmaid to do it. That was wrong right there, first of all. Because that was your husband, and you weren't supposed to give him to nobody. But then after she did it, and the girl got pregnant, then it was a whole lot of more stuff with it. That's why I know it wasn't right. But God did not forget that lady when she ran away and went out there with a child in the wilderness, doing all that pain she had to go through, all this other stuff. She learned something. You can't even trust in Abraham. You can't trust in your husband, your wife, no, your children, your mama, your daddy. You better put your whole confidence and trust in God, because that's who helped her. That's who got her where she needed to be. And that's what we have to do. Although, you know, your parents are there to guide you and this and that. Baby, when I tell you, sometimes God will put you in a place. It's like Prophetess Sarah and the Tribune was saying, he'll put you in that place where you can't call on nobody but God. Nobody. Nobody can help you but God. Nobody can do the things that God can do. So the suffering and pain that we've been going through is for the plans and purpose that God has for your life. Just sit back and think about it and ask and talk to God about it. Look what Jesus had to go through. He had to come down here and get his human flesh as a man and be beat, ridiculed, lied on, stoned, everything else. Pierced through the side, all kind of stuff. Then they nailed nails in his hands and nails in his feet. He had to die for us. He had to die for the folks that crucified him. He had to die for us. And then God raised him back up. But he had to, he told, asked the Father, he said, can you let this cup pass me? Let this cup pass me. But no, he had to die for us. He did what he had to do, what God asked him to do, what he was sent here to do. And that's what we got to do. We know better than Jesus at all. We got to do what God has called us to do. And the more you go through your pain, the more you're on the potter's wheel, the more you're learning, the more God going to use you. Just know that God is going to use you. You're going through this stuff, he's preparing your heart. Study your word so you'll know your word. Study your word. Don't depend on people. Because, see, prophets, most prophets don't like to be around a lot of people. Most prophets kind of keep to themselves, son, so God can talk to them. Study your word. Stay in communication with the Father, with Jesus, with the Holy Ghost. And watch what he do for you. God is a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. We don't, like I said, we don't know what's best for us. I don't know what's best for me. Oh, if you want it like this, just pray like this. I ain't finna pray like that. I'm finna pray, Lord, whatever your will is for me, that's what I want. That's what I want to do. I ain't finna go and pray for nothing other than what God wants for me. I ain't praying differently. Because I'm telling you, God will give it to you the way you pray and ask for it. I know God answered my prayers. And I want to be in his will, and I want his will to be done in my life. I want the plan and the purposes that God has for my life. That's what I want. Now, I want everybody in radio land, everyone under the sound of my voice to just stay encouraged. That's what I'm hearing in the spirit realm. Stay encouraged, stay focused, stay in tune. Because the pain that we have to go through, and I told you, pain can be a lot of things. Because somebody may be saying, I ain't in no pain, but you're discomfort, you're in despair, you this, you that. You don't know. Pain means a lot of things. It covers a lot of bases. But we have to know that God know what we are. God know our walk. He know what we study. He know when we pray. He know when I land down and I uprising. God know it already. So don't waste your pain on stuff. Just know that when you're going through this pain, that God is preparing you for the purpose that he has for you. And he is not going to let you have pain without something new coming behind that thing. You giving birth to stuff, some new stuff. Just know that God is going to bless you for the trials and tribulations, the tests which God don't test us, but the tests that we go through, the trials and tribulations. God, when you go through them things, when you come out of that storm, honey, it's like a beautiful day. Because when the storm passes over, the sun come up, and you can see the light. You know, you can see the bright light. You can see the glory cloud. You know that God then brought that storm all through. So most of us going through storms. If we ain't coming out one, we're in the middle of one, or we're beginning one. That's life. That's pain. That's tribulation. That's trial. But know that God is standing right there. I'm taking you through this so you'll know this. I'm taking you, I'm allowing this to happen so this can happen. And because you're going to be a pastor in this church, you need to go through this. Because this person can't help this person if they never went through this. How you going to help somebody and you ain't been through nothing? But what you done been through, you can help somebody else go through. But we all done been through some one time or another. We all done something one time or another. So I just want to thank and praise God on today for this, for just this sermon right here, this talk, this study, because when I was looking and I was thinking about some of the stuff the people in the Bible went through, and that wasn't even a fourth of it. Because Paul had a thorn in his flesh. Every time he thought about doing something, that thing rose up. You know, it keep us praying. All this stuff keep us on our knees. Every trial, every test, every tribulation, every trouble we go through, it keep us down on our knees. It keep us on our face. Fasting and praying, laying out before the Lord, studying that word. And that's what God wants us to do. So I thank and praise God that you are staying on with me long as you have. I don't know what time it is, but I do know, we're in good time. I do know that God is good in every one of you all. You're going through something, but that's all right. You got God on you, in your life, and God will just take you through. You'll flow through it, because when we think we walking, God be carrying us. When we think we doing something, it be God. And we give God all the praise and glory. I'm not going to go into the altar prayer today because of my voice, but you all, yourselves and everything, I'm just going to ask God to cover you. I can't go in the prayer because I want my voice won't even make it. But I'm asking God to cover everyone that's up under the sound of my voice, everyone in radio land. Lord, I ask you to cover their families and children and grandchildren, great-grand. Lord, I ask you right now to send angels to encamp all about them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this word, Lord. I thank you for putting us on the potter's wheel. I thank you for pain. I thank you for every ache and thing that we go through. For the glory of God, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for every prophet under the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord, for every woman. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise on today. And I just give God glory today. I thank God for this word. Lord, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Like I said, I'm not going to go into prayer because I can pray. I want to do it. But I need to get up in the morning with the Lord in the morning again. So I'm going to try to doctor on my throat a little bit today and so I can be ready for in the morning. But know that I ain't letting no demon stop me from praying. That's for sure. But, Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. We magnify your holy name on today. Lord, we love you so much, Father, and we thank you. Lord, I ask you to bless them now. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen, and thank God. I love you all. And God loves you too. You all be blessed in the Lord. Amen. Good evening.
Amen.